Comedian actress Margaret Cho is here to talk about her new stand-up comedy show, Mother, that takes on sex, queer politics, drugs, guns, identity, and proving time and time again boundaries uncrossed are meaningless. Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Tell us about your new stand-up comedy show, Mother.
Well, I wanted to do a show that was really reflective of my age and the grandeur of your 40s, and I think that part of it is that people do treat you as if you are a mother, even though I'm not technically, I don't have children, but I feel like I do have that sense of like a maternal feeling that everybody kind of being my kid, even though I'm not actually technically a mom, so it works.
What was your inspiration for creating the show?
I wanted to be kind of just doing something that was really the right sort of level of maturity, and also you do get away with more. I think as a woman, as an older woman, you do get a sense of leisure and license to do kind of whatever you want, even though it can be outlawed, even though it can be very outré, it's still very appreciated, especially like the older you are.
When I first saw that you were doing a show called Mother, I thought that it was probably dedicated to all the mother jokes that you do about your own mom.
Yes, and there is a good section about that, too. There will be quite a few of those. So it's all kind of the appropriate thing, because of everything that I've done and then a cumulative sort of like thing of like where I'm at as a performer.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I just want have a voice. I want to have my opinions be more palatable, I think, and because it's humor, because it's really entertainment, you can actually end up being much more political. I think that if you're queer, if you're a woman of color, and if you do comedy, it's like your voice is very, you know, it's important. It's like your existence is political, and so I think it's a really great thing. I think that's always what I've been trying to accomplish. And now as I'm older, it's even more important.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I'm bisexual, and so I'm definitely involved within it. And also, it's about my upbringing, my childhood, and kind of upbringing within the queer political community in San Francisco. It was a very big deal for me. It had a great impact on me. And so it's something that is in my heart and in my history and in my life and always will be.
What was your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court Prop 8 and Doman rulings?
I think it's really exciting, but I'm wondering what that means for a state like Georgia, where I reside part-time. It's like something that I can't really imagine there. I don't know exactly what it means for places like Tennessee, for places like that, like or Utah, where I do a lot of shows. I wonder what the reflection of it, like what is the impact of it in places that sort of are considered red states or places that they wouldn't necessarily be so active in changing the laws, that I don't know exactly what it means.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I really want to love them, and I really want to assure them that life is so hard and it does get better as you get older, and it's like what Dan Savage really tried to do and did accomplish in many ways with the It Gets Better campaign. It's such a great thing to have to say to people and also to encourage kids. Like, in a way, it's really about what I'm doing in this show is trying to parent all of those LGBT kids who feel like out of their own like society, and they're kind of outcast there, and I think it's very, very hard. But we're, I think, as older LGBT, we have to sort of parent the youth and find a way to be there for them. It's a really important thing.
How can people get information about where you'll be performing?
Well, I'll be doing shows all over the world, and they can find out on margaretcho.com. I'm also very active on Twitter and Facebook at Margaret Cho, and there's like a lot of new stuff that I'm doing, so everything can be kind of found out there.
What other projects are you working on?
I have a wonderful podcast that I do with a great comedian named Jim Short, who I also tour with, and it's called Monsters of Talk, and we have a lot of very different types of people on there. We've had Joan Rivers, and we've had Keegan and Sarah, and we've had Billy Bragg, and, you know, just lots of very different artists, different people, and it's very exciting. So we've got up to 50 episodes now, so there's quite a large backlog, too. But that can be found on SoundCloud.com. It can be found on my website, MargaretSo.com. It's a lot of fun.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, I think what being called the LGBT community is that people are looking towards the gay rights, but I think that, you know, people ask me, well, what does the LGBT community still need to do? That would be a great question. And I think what we still need to do is reaching out to the BT portion, the portion that my portion and also the transgender portion. I think there's a lot of problems that transgender youth have. I think that there's a lot more suicides in that particular area, and I think that it's because we don't reach out to them enough. And so I hope that people pay more attention to the BT portion of the LGBT and really looking and taking care of transgender youth. That's a very big deal for me.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I think that it's really just about this is going to be so insignificant later. So I think that we always think that our problems are big, but you know, we have problems every day. There always is some issue that we need to work through. And that's a great thing, is that you can't get out of anything. You have to go through it, and it's really how we learn. The more suffering that I endure, the more I learn from it. The better it is for me. So suffering is actually a great gift.